Amen. Check, 1, 2, check.
Shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you excited to be in God's presence this morning?
Yes.
Are you excited to be in the presence of God this morning? Yes. If you're excited, can you please stand up and join us in worship this morning? Talk to someone beside you and say, I'm happy to be in God's, in the church of God this morning, and I hope you receive God's blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. Praise you, Lord. We praise your name this morning. Hallelujah. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Still won't be enough.
Nare kelemo.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. No.
Nare kelemo.
And if I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough.
Nare.
So when you heal completely.
Much for me.
What shall I render?
Trust.
God, I will trust you alone.
Hallelujah,
I will.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. So Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Shout Jesus, shout Jesus,
shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the dark. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody cry out that name, Jesus. Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus. And his eyes were restored to him. 10 lepers cried out to Jesus, and their leprosy was cleansed. The word of God says, when we call upon the name of the Lord, that name is a fortress that we can run into and no safety. Lord, we call upon your name from this place. We call out to God to your name. Lord God Almighty, you are the Savior of our souls. You are a Redeemer. You are a Healer. You are a Provider. You're all we'll ever need. Lord, oh God, today, we call out your name and we know that it is not in vain. For you are the God who answers. You're the God who hears us. You're the God who forgives us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Savior, Jesus. We call on your name, Jesus. Jesus. Yeshua. Yeshua. Be magnified, O God, in our worship and adoration. We give you praise.
We have come into this place, gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this place, gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this place, gathered in your name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship you, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So forget about yourself, just concentrate on him as you worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him.
Yes.
So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ. Our Lord, worship him, Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Shout from the mountain, shout it from the street. Shout his joy and gladness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Yes, shout it from the mountains.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you for the privilege accorded us to call upon you, a God who hears and a God who doesn't just hear, but is well able to do everything we ask and much more. Now do exceedingly, far beyond anything we dare ask or think, according to your power that worketh in us, even the power of your love. We give you praise for it, and we'll receive every benefit assigned to us this day and every day hence, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Worship team, that was wonderful. Esther, Joseph, that was beautiful. Thank you. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the month. It's the Sunday that we pray for our lay hands on our children. It's a family day. It's a day to speak the word of God over all of our lives. Amen? And so I'll invite the little ones to come on now. Gonna lay hands on you. Mama is not with us this morning. She needs our communal prayer. God be all things to her. Amen. I think this is the first time I'm going to be doing this, praying for you at this time of the service and anointing you with oil. The Lord instructed me to do so today. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that anywhere in your life that the enemy has generated any kind of withering, shrinking, put any limitation, or has planned on doing such a thing, that this day in the mighty name of Jesus, that those agendas of darkness are totally destroyed. Amen. I pray the blessings of God over you. Amen. Let the oil of God rest on you. His blessings abound towards you. In the mighty name of Jesus, grace, it is sufficient. It raises you up. Hallelujah. It makes room for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call you the blessed of the Lord. You flourish and you blossom in righteousness and in truth. You are empowered to succeed. In the mighty name of Jesus, the peace of God overflows in your life. God's wisdom erupts in you and through you. Doors are opened for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you move with authority in wisdom and with great grace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, the God who heals, restores, and makes whole is your God. The God who empowers to succeed is your God. The God who restrains the devil and causes the powers of darkness to flee is your God. He who stands and causes you to stand is a God who raises you up by his Spirit. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy against your life is disrupted and destroyed. That which the Lord has not planted is rooted out of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the way maker makes a way for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the eyes of your spirit are opened to the goodness of God. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, in your going out and in your coming in, you will know goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus, peace reigns in your life. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare by the authority of the word of God that favor is upon you. Favor in the sight of God and the sight of man. In the name of Jesus, I declare breakthroughs for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that the power of God will shatter the strongholds of darkness over your life. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise, O God, that your power is alive in every son and every daughter. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your fruitfulness be established. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, there will not be a dry spot in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, the God who waters you again, amen, and causes to increase on every side. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, supernatural speed. Amen. In the natural name of Jesus, amen, the mighty name of Jesus, amen, raises you up. Amen. Kato le breche kanda raboka reba she, ika tandore mataka kute bokotaba, reke sete le breche kete bokotaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be a voice unto the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare strength, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, strength in your body, strength in your spirit, strength in your soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, favor, amen, like never before. Amen. May God locate you, amen, in the mighty name of, amen, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the God of turnarounds, yes, is a God that reigns in your, yes, life. In the name of Jesus, amen, the God of the turnaround. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Father, all power belongs to you. Amen. Let power flow through this, amen, being. In Jesus' name, amen, may your presence cause power to flow freely. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, O God, that every agenda of the enemy is brought to naught. And Lord, O God, favor, O God, rest upon this life. I give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Waymaker, make a way for her. Make a way for her. Make a way for her. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare, O God, safety, strength, wisdom, peace, prosperity, your goodness revealed, O God, in the life of your son. Lord, O God, I thank you, Lord, for supernatural speed. In the name of Jesus, your eyes are open. Your dreams are awakened. in the mighty name of Jesus, and you receive strength and ability to fulfill every dream, every vision that is birthed by the presence and the life of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the works of your hand shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, the work of your hand shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, O God, that this man shall be, O God, a financier, O God, in the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, so let it be, O God. I thank you, Lord, O God, that you are the God of the turnaround. O Father, in Jesus' name, any place in your life where there's been withering, there'll be restoration now. May the God of the 100% cause you to operate in full potential. In the mighty name of Jesus, every satanic agenda is brought to naught by the authority of the Word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak peace over you, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Let God's power flow in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will never walk in discouragement. You will always walk victoriously, knowing boldly the confidence of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that which plagued you, plagued your parents, plagued your generation, shall not plague you. For this, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to be a one that God uses to cause many to break out and break forth. In Jesus' name, stand in the midst, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, O God, that this is done for all of these sons. Amen. And all of these daughters. Amen. Lord, O God, they are strong in you and in the power of your might. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call you blessed and highly favored. I call you blessed and highly favored. I call you blessed and highly favored. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God highlight you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Shine brightly. Blind the enemy. And may victory be yours. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Have a great class. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. One more thing. I want to thank God for His faithfulness and for what He is doing for us as His people. This morning, I want to talk to you by the leading of the Spirit of the Living God on one very simple subject. The subject of peace. Somebody say peace. In the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures, the word will be the word shalom. In the New Testament, the word is the word irene. In a sense, when your name is Irene, we're really calling you peace. Irene. God's word says to us, in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter and the 27th verse, it says, peace I leave with you. Peace I leave with you. In essence, he's saying, I'm not taking my peace away from you. I'm living with you. I'm entrusting you with peace. Think about that. God entrusting you and I with peace. And then he says, my peace, the peace I'm giving to you is my peace. The peace in which nothing is missing and nothing is broken, nothing is lacking. My peace, my shalim, my shalom, my arene. I am living it with you, and I'm not just living it with you, I am giving it to you. Okay. It is one thing for me to leave my phone here, and I say to you all, I leave my phone with you. I'm entrusting it with you. It's another thing for me to say, my phone I give to you. I live with you. It's corporate. I give to you. It's personal. Do you receive that? It says, not as the world giveth. The world gives and takes away. The world gives and needs to be recompensed some other way. I give, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. God says, no, no. This peace, my peace, I'm gifting it to you. I'm not giving you, don't get upset with me, I'm not giving you an Indian gift. I'm giving you a God gift. This is the real deal. Here. It is. You got it. I've gifted it to you. And it says, because I've given you this gift, let not your heart be what? Troubled. In essence, there isn't a time or a situation where you should be troubled. Something is going wrong. I'm scared. I'm worried. It says, that's not yours. I've given you the antidote to that. Hello? I've given you the antidote to worry. I've given you the solution to the problem before the problem came. Somebody grasping. Whatever it is that is going to befall you, that's going to challenge you, I have already addressed it when I gave to you peace. The battle is already won because peace is present. Hallelujah. He says, don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't be afraid. I've given you my peace. You have it. You're not looking for it. It has already been given. It is not coming. It is there. So what then is the problem? The problem is that we've not trusted the word of God. We've not. You see, peace of mind is a directive of trust. Where trust leads, peace follows. Peace of mind is a directive of trust. Choosing confidence in the Word of God over anxiety when certainty is not readily seen. So in essence, peace is not based on your circumstance. It's based on you trusting that He's left you what you need and gifted you with what you need and empowered you with what you need. And all you and I need to do is just trust God. Peace of mind is a fruit of trust. It is the evidence that faith has found a resting place in your life. Peace. Faith has found a resting place. Therefore, you're not worried. You're not perturbed about anything that's happening. Peace of mind is a directive of trust that refuses to surrender to fear. Even when answers are delayed, you don't fret. You don't worry about it. The answers are delayed, but you are anchored. You are anchored in this grace of God. This peace of God is that deliberate act that you exude because you have placed your confidence in God's character and who God is. You've placed your trust in His promises. You've placed your trust in His sovereignty. You've placed your trust knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that His faithfulness to govern the issues and the circumstances and the thoughts of your lives are certain. You are assured. I remember when the Lord asked me a question many years ago. It's got to be some 20 plus years now. He asked me a simple question. What is the most violent word in the Bible? I said, violent. He said, no. Well, what answer was I going to give? He said, do you want to know the most violent word in the Bible? I said, yeah, I would like to know. And to my shock and surprise, he said, the most violent word in the Bible is peace. I said, excuse me, sir? What did you just say? He said, the most violent word in the Bible is peace. I said, how did you come to that conclusion that the most violent word is peace? He said, just as quickly as I was thinking the thought, for you to be at peace, peace has to go to war for you. He says, my peace garrisons stands as guard, as soldiers around your heart and your mind. And when it sees trouble coming, peace goes there and fights and keeps you calm here. It says there are many problems and issues that you never experience because peace already took care of the battle for you. If you only knew what I have delivered you from. There's that song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. The grace of God is not just sufficient, it's more than sufficient. And grace functions in my life and in your life as peace goes to war for us. Peace is not just a directive. You know, in math, taught us something called derivatives. That this relates to that. Peace is a derivative of trust. We do not obtain peace because we're pursuing peace. It's a gift that God has already given. We've established that. We obtain this peace of God by strengthening our trust in God. As your trust, your faith deepens in God, peace naturally will be made manifest in your heart. So we got to trust God. Got to trust God. There's this old song, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Your trust in God and your obedience to the word of God cause you to be at peace in God, with God. Are we together so far? You have to grow your trust. And God has given us, every one of us, opportunities to trust. People want all kinds of things, but really, what they really want is peace. Because sometimes you think, if I only had more money, I would have peace. Excuse me? Do you know how many people have the money and have no peace? Peace is not because of what you've accumulated. In fact, if everything is going right, when you don't have the peace of God, you start worrying. Because everything is going right. What? How come everything is going right? You'll be happy for a few seconds and then you start worrying and your peace is gone. Bye-bye. Peace of God comes about because you trust God. And the reason you trust in God is because you know that God loves you. So the word of God says, faith works by love. If you don't know that God loves you, you don't have trust. And if you don't have trust, you don't have peace. You don't pray peace into place. You just exude it by believing that God who gave it to you did not take it away from you, because he said to you in his word, the peace I give to you is not like the world gives. I gave it to you. And I didn't take it away. As your trust deepens in God, peace will naturally manifest in your heart, regardless of what circumstances are surrounding you. Especially because many times we define ourselves by things. I have this, I have that. We'll find out the answer is not in things. It is in God, who is the Prince of Peace. My relationship with God determines whether peace is reigning in my life. Peace is a byproduct of your trust. It is the evidence of your confidence in the presence and power of God in your life. Is God powerful in your life? Then you must be at peace. How can I put it to you? Trust or faith is the root. Peace is the fruit. If you are rooted in love and in trust in God, peace will be the fruit that comes out of your life. This peace does not come about because you have all the answers to everything. It simply comes because you have trust in the one who has the answers to everything. You don't know everything, but he does. And as your trust grows in God, peace will always follow you. Are we together? In Psalm chapter 4 and verse 8, Psalm 4 and verse 8, it says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. If the enemy is robbing you of sleep, there is something troubling you. The Word of God says, I give my beloved sleep. In my life, I can count less than this palm, 5 fingers in this hand. How many nights I have not slept and I was trying to sleep. Because as soon as my head hits that pillow, the next thing is... We're gone. We're sleeping. I don't care what it is. My worrying about it is not going to solve the problem. So let the problem be with the one who can solve it. He says he doesn't sleep, neither does he slumber. So why are we both awake? I'll sleep while you do the work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's come on. Anytime I have not slept, it's because my mind kept on running around trying to solve some problem. And found out after doing all of that, I didn't solve any problem. So why are we doing this? Let's go to sleep. Look, they said to Peter, you're going to die tomorrow. And Peter was busy sleeping. So deep in sleep, an angel showed up and he was still sleeping. You mean the presence of an angel, a supernatural force, is in the prison room with you and you're still sleeping? Yes, Peter was still sleeping. You mean they're going to kill you tomorrow? You're still sleeping? Yes, he's still sleeping. The angel had to smack him. Get up, man. You need to get out of here. And the guy was still sleeping. He wakes up, and in his mind, he's still sleeping because the word of God says he thought he was dreaming when they were out of the place. He thought it was a dream. Now, that's the kind of sleep you need to sleep. Just relax. Can you imagine what happened to him? This is a guy who is worried about everything, screaming about everything. He's in deep sleep. You need to sleep. Just relax. Go to sleep. Rest in God. So I will lay down and sleep. Psalm 85 and verse 8, God says, I'm going to speak peace to my people. And he did. He says, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. God speaks peace to you, don't turn again to folly. What is this peace here? This is the peace of God that says, listen, I'm not going to be at war with you. You're forgiven. There's no battle. We don't have any argument. I speak peace over you. But then he says, don't turn again to folly. Don't turn again to foolishness. It is the fool who says in his heart, there is no God. When you turn to folly, you turn into that place where you are acting like God is not. Let me say that again. When you step into this realm of foolishness, you're acting like God is not. And when God is not, then you have no base, no foundation for peace in your life. You and I need the peace of God, which passes knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. In Psalm 119 and verse 165, talks about great peace. Great peace have they which love thy law. Great peace have they which love thy law. What law? The word of God. And nothing shall offend them. Now, that tells us something about why we don't have peace. We live in a world of offense. When you live in a world of offense, you cannot operate in peace. Everybody's offending you. Every little thing, you are up in arms. You cannot operate in peace. You're just somebody operating in natural violence, not the violence of peace that shuts down the works of the enemy. Offended. This little thing here, offended. That offended. Now, when you live in the world of offense, you never trust God and you don't trust people. When you live in the world of offense, you don't know that God loves you and know for sure that people don't love you. You have no room for forgiveness. You have no room in your life for restoration, for harmony. How are you going to walk in peace when you are suspecting everybody? Somebody smiles at you. Say, why are you smiling? What are you smiling at? You see people talking together. What are they talking about? Maybe they're talking about me. Now you just all over the place. All over the place. How can people who are called to be sons and daughters of God be so scattered in their mind? All over the place. The word of God says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, he says that God will keep us in perfect peace. Not only giving us great peace, he will keep you in perfect peace. Who? Whose mind is stayed on thee. When your mind is stayed on God, when your focus is on God, you stay in perfect peace. If you have options here and options there, options here, you know, all over the place, you cannot operate in peace. And when you are not operating in peace, it affects everything about you. It breaks down your body. Huh? Breaks down your body because that restlessness of not being in peace is connected to the offense that you are carrying. And offense is related to bitterness. And bitterness and unforgiveness poisons your blood system. Your blood becomes poisonous. To you, it becomes poison. This is not just something I'm coming up from my head. This is scientific. I read many years ago about two mothers that were breastfeeding. They were eating the same food, both of them. Were eating the exact same food, the same exact portions. Everything was the same. Breastfeeding, one of the babies was doing very well. The other one died. They were being breastfed at the same time for the same amount of time. One lived, the other died. And when they checked to find out why the other baby died, they found out that that baby died from the breast milk of the mother. The breast milk of the mother became poison, toxic, because this other mother was carrying a lot of bitterness, a lot of hurts, and now all she gave was death. She was given, but what she gave was death. When you live in a world of offense, all you can give out is death, not life. Even the nice thing that you do produces death. Peace brings you to a place where nothing is missing and nothing is lacking. And it comes because you are trusting God and not living in the world of offense. You recognize that it is not just something God gave to all of us, God gave to you personally. He gifted it to you. He says, I give it to you. It's yours. Keep it. How do you keep it? By not allowing yourself to get offended by every little thing. You must take that poison and the impact of that poison away from the devil. Because peace neutralizes it. Doesn't matter what bad the enemy tried to throw at you, peace comes in there, neutralized. Neutralized. And the devil wonders, why is he still going on? How is it that's still going on? Well, because of peace. Peace. That's why. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he what? Trusted in thee. Trusts. And peace. They go hand in hand. Look at what Isaiah 54 and verse 10 says. Isaiah 54 and verse 10. He says, for the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. Mountains shall depart, hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. I'm God who has mercy on you, and I've made a commitment to you that my covenant of peace shall not be removed. And my kindness towards you shall not be removed. Solid. Period. If I can add to it, exclamation. This is a done deal. I'm so worried. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Sure, you don't know what's going to happen, but does God know what's going to happen? Obviously, he does. Look at what he says at the end of this particular chapter. What does he say? At the end of chapter 54, what does that say? No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. But let's look at the verse previous. Look at this. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. God says, I created the smith that's making weapons and making tools for gardening and whatever else. I created even the one who wastes, the destroyer who wastes. He said, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Are you listening? Are you listening? Let me tell you something. Pull your ears wide open and hear. Get the wax out. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It doesn't matter whatever the enemy does. Even when I anointed that enemy to function in a particular way, nothing works against you. That is the promise of God, the covenant of peace. Nothing is going to work against you. It will not prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, he says, I give you the authority to condemn it. So you condemn it. He says, I'm not going to do it for you. You do it. So in essence, God is saying to you, I've given you the peace. I'm not keeping it. I gave it to you. Use it. Use it. You don't use the peace that God has given to you. You're toast. Worry is trying to come against you. Say, I exercise the peace of God against you, foul spirit of wickedness and depression. The peace of God battles with you and destroys you. I release peace. Huh? What's going to happen? Peace goes to fight. But the thing about peace, when peace goes to fight, peace stays with you. It never leaves you. It just extends itself and enlarges. Watch this now. It enlarges the territory that you cover. Because peace is an invading force that flows out of your spirit to demolish the works of darkness. And every place that peace goes, God has given to you to possess. That's why the word peace also means prosperity, possession. So what does a child of God do when troubles come? They celebrate, because that means I'm gaining new ground. Oh, you're not hearing it. Come on, somebody help me here. Trouble comes, you say, hallelujah, we've got problems. That means we're going to gain territory. Because you're releasing peace. The enemies that you see today, you shall see no more. Hallelujah. 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 The peace of God. It's not just a word. I'm taking my time to explain to you what peace is all about so that you know it beyond a shadow of a doubt and you chill. You just rest. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, I remember my dad, you know, just talking about that now. My dad will sit in his chair and he'll be doing one of these numbers. That's him chilling. He's just moving his leg like that. That's relaxed. Yeah. As I was talking about that, I could just see it. My dad just going like that. Tell it to them, son. Tell it to them. The peace of God. It's not from worry, pulling your hair out. After you finish pulling all that hair out, what problem did you get solved? You're living in worry. Now you're all wrinkled up and all blemished up and all spotted out. Now you have to go find, you know, in Nigeria you call it pancake. Huh? That's not what you eat. That's powder. Huh? This is covering all the spots. Your face is all caked up. Worry, worry, worry. What day did worry help you solve any problem? Say, Pastor, you don't know. Nobody knows the troubles I have seen. Okay. Well, I think that song ends with, but Jesus. Okay. Take the but Jesus part and apply that but Jesus part. In this life, I have had too many reasons to worry. I found out worrying doesn't solve any problems. And problems have an expiry date. And I will live to see the expiry date. Especially because I can read it. It's in the box. Made such and such a date, expired such and such a date. I will live past that expiry date. That's what we're going to do. Why? Because he is our peace. Ephesians chapter 2, starting to read from verse 14 through 17. Watch this. Ephesians 2, 14. For he is our peace. Some say, he is my peace. Who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us and God, that is. And that wall can be between us, me and you. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, made us one new man. If any man be in Christ, that man is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has also given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. Those that were afar off, those that were near, he came and he spoke peace and brought those that are far away and those that were near together. Peace is released in the place where unity is. Peace is released in the place where unity is. So the word of God says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil. Psalm 133. It's like the oil that was on the head of Aaron that flowed down his beard and down to his caps. It is like that precious ointment upon the head of Aaron that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. What do skirts do? They cover nakedness. And when you operate in peace, you are operating in a place where love, the Bible says, love covereth a multitude of sins. Peace is not about you and I exposing other people and their faults. No, it's about covering. He says, it is as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Even life forevermore. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Where is this there that the Lord commanded the blessing? The place of unity. He says that's where the blessing is. That's where life forevermore is. You cannot say that you're a believer in Jesus Christ and not be operating in peace, operating in love, walking in offenses. You're not. The pastor, you don't know. Well, you have to explain it to God. You really do, because he said, if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. Is that what the word of God says? Peace leaves you, departs from you, when you are not willing to forgive others. Peace leaves and departs from you when you are not willing to forgive others. It is exemplified and illustrated to us when the Lord taught us about two men. One owed a king lots of money. And the king asked him for his money. He said, "Boss, I don't have the capacity to pay right now." And before he knew it, the king says, "Just go. Your bill is paid. You don't owe me anything." The guy leaves and sees another guy who owed him a few bucks. And says, "You, I caught you today, not in your elbow, but right here in the wrist. See, if you catch people on their elbow, you just do like this, and they're gone. Catch them like this, they have to fight to get away. So I caught you this time. You're going to pay me. You've been dodging every time I call you, you know, you don't answer. I send you text messages, you don't answer. I emailed you, you don't read it, right? Today I see you, I catch you. You pay me. You must pay today. But I can't, I don't have the money." "I don't care." He drives a guy and hauls a guy into jail. News gets to the king. That guy that he forgave just threw somebody in jail for owing a few bucks. King says, "Get him back here." The guy comes back. King says, "What happened?" He says, "Well, you won't believe it. This guy that's been owing me, I've been trying to collect from him, and he won't pay. He's been dodging, doing everything. I finally caught up with him today." "You did?" "Yeah." "So where is he now?" "Oh, I threw his behind in jail." "He's where?" "He's in jail." "In jail, like jail, jail. In fact, I paid the warden to make sure he doesn't get out." "Oh, you did? Okay. Were you the same person I forgave millions just a moment ago?" "Oh, thank you so much. I worship you." "Hail the king. Long live the king." The king says, "Long live the king? Me, long live? Let me tell you what long live the king looks like. I'm alive and you are going to jail." "For what, sir?" "For not forgiving. All that you owe me that I just told you, go home. Don't pay. You must pay everyone back." Somebody spilled milk on your rice. Now you will not forgive for the rest of your life. Somebody scraped your car. Now you will not forgive. But your day is coming. Your day is coming. See what you're going to do about it. If God has forgiven you so much, why are you holding back on forgiving other people? I'm not going to allow anybody to hold me captive. It's not going to happen. Because eternity is too long to be in the wrong place. Don't rob yourself of the best of God by allowing the devil to speak into your life and run your life and ruin your life because of something that somebody did or something somebody said. Shouldst not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? The word of God says, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors. What do you think the tormentors do? They rob you of peace. Till he should pay all that was due unto him. Ah. You think you can pay? The Word of God says in Galatians chapter 5 that peace is a fruit of the Spirit of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, Galatians 5 and 22. The peace of God emanates from love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. In fact, the perfect punctuation for this particular verse is a colon. For it says, but the fruit of the Spirit. It didn't say, but the fruits. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And that should be a colon, manifesting itself in joy, in peace, in long-suffering, in gentleness, in goodness, in faith, in meekness, in temperance. And against such there is no law. Peace comes out of love. Hallelujah. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. Colossians 3 and verse 15. There's so much more to share with you, but I'm going to close my notebook. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the peace of God rule, umpire in your heart. To the which also ye are called in one body. You are called into one body by this peace of God. And how do you demonstrate this peace of God activated in your life? By being thankful. And be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. You want peace to reign, rule in your heart? Be a man who is thankful. Huh? If you don't have a thanksgiving mindset, you will never be a person who operates in peace. Thank God for every little thing you've got. You have a half glass of water, be thankful. Don't start complaining, I need a full glass. No, be thankful for what you've got. That's how you get to get more. Because in life, people who are thankful get more. People who are not thankful get less. People who are thankful give more. Hello? People who are unthankful get whatever it is they have taken from them. You want to grow in favor? Be a thankful person. Be thankful. Doesn't matter how big or small a thing that you've done for me, the first thing I want to do is to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for giving into my life. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for not doing this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is the biggest amount in currency that you can release from yourself that will draw more into your life. Because thanksgiving is an expression of honor. I honor you. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for the gift that you are. I'm thankful that you are in my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Doesn't matter. Give you a dollar? Thank you. Give you a thousand? Thank you. Give you a million? Thank you. Give you time? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you will fill your tank. Did you get that? You want your tank filled? Give thanks. Or your tank will be empty. Capish? All right. So what are you guys going to do? We're thankful. Thankful for what? Huh? For all things. But you're not thankful that your pastor preached to you. That's my fun part. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The only person I need thanks from is the Lord, ultimately. So be thankful. Enjoy the goodness of God. Thankful people don't have time for worry. They don't. They are at peace because their minds are stayed on the Lord. I pray and I trust that there's something that you heard today that will help you the rest of your life for His glory and honor. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we are thankful for grace. We're thankful for mercy. We're thankful for peace. We're thankful, Lord, oh God, that we have this body. Oh, that we are alive. We're thankful, Lord, oh God, that every part of our person is functioning. And we're thankful, Lord, oh God, that the areas, oh God, that are not operating as they should, that we have the presence of mind to know that those areas are not functioning as they should, and therefore can come to you and say, Lord, I need fixing. Lord, we are thankful for all things. And we thank you that you are correcting all things and aligning us, O God, in your good pleasure to be fulfilled in every area of life. Blessed be your Holy Name, Most High. Thank you for the privilege of giving. As we release, O God, our offerings, our tithes, our vows, our pledges, as we honor you, God, with our finances, because we trust in you. We thank you, Lord, that we will have peace regarding our finances, peace concerning our marriages, peace concerning our families, peace concerning our businesses, peace concerning our place of employment, peace concerning, oh God, our status in life in every area. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. At this time, we are going to honor God with our giving and also sharing communion together. But we'll wait for the children to be done from their classes for sharing in communion. But at this time, we will honor God with our giving. And may God breathe upon our gifts of faith. May He honor us with His divine increase and prosperity. May the enemy, the thief, be rebuked for our sake. Word of God says that he will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Let the devourer be rebuked. Let the increase of God come to us. May we blossom and flourish, knowing that we have been anointed to do great and mighty things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Enjoy the manifold blessings of the Lord in every area of your life, knowing this, that the God who has loved you with an everlasting love. And he will never take his peace away from you. His peace he has given to you. Stay blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. After we are done with the rest of the world, I just need you for a few more minutes after the close of service. It's something I want to share with you, to engage you in. Would you please have the classes come in quickly? With me. The word of God is true. He says, "This is my body." It's the body of the Lord. The body of him who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the body of the one who made it possible for us through his chastisement to have peace of mind. The one who bore stripes so that we can be healed. As we take off his body, remembering him, let everything that he ordained and purposed speedily, efficiently be made manifest in every area of our lives. Take off this body and eat in Jesus' mighty name. This is the cup of healing, the cup of redemption, the cup of the blood of Jesus Christ that speaks life unto us. As we take off this precious blood of Jesus Christ, let it change everything inside of us by eradicating everything that does not belong. Hallelujah. Let this blood that cannot be sick, this blood that cannot be poisoned, this blood that eradicates everything that has to do with darkness, as we take off this cup, let God's healing power flow through every aspect of our lives. Let it impact and influence and touch every area where peace must go. For this is the blood of peace, the blood of the covenant. May it capture new grounds for you in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of your soul and your body. Let it impact your finances. Let it impact your health. Let it impact your education. Let it impact your mind. Let it impact everything that concerns you. As you take off this cup and drink, let the goodness of God reach every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, take off this cup and drink. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll dismiss from those that are on YouTube. But before we do that, I'd just like to, before you dismiss those on YouTube, put the announcement about the concert with Sinash on, just briefly. All right. Please take note of that. It is a free concert. Take the QR code there and register. I expect for every one of you here to be at that concert, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Amen? So take that picture and register for that concert. That's happening not this Friday, but next Friday, the 19th. It's going to be at Calvary Temple, 440 Hargrave Street. Amen? All right, you got that? Well, now you can...